Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Walmart is taking on Amazon by letting customers order groceries by voice through Google's Smart Home Assistant. Shoppers can add items directly to their online shopping cart starting this month by saying, "Hey Google, talk to Walmart." Information from your prior purchases will help the system to choose correct brands and sizes. And the voice shopping service is the latest partnership between Walmart and Google that began back in August of 2017. Microsoft refreshed its Surface Book 2 base model today with Intel's latest 8th Gen quad-core i5 processor for the 13-inch Surface Book 2 model, and discounting the existing dual-core 7th Gen model to $1,299. The refreshed quad-core model is priced at $1,499 and includes an i5-8350U, which includes the maximum boost clock speed up to 3.6 GHz. Both new Surface Book 2 models include 256 gigabytes of storage and 8 gigs of RAM. Microsoft is holding a Surface event on April 17th in New York City, which is expected to include detailed pricing and availability for its Surface Hub 2 hardware, plus accessories and office furniture from Steelcase. Slack plans to list on the New York Stock Exchange in June or July, a source tells Bloomberg. Slack is reportedly looking to take Spotify's approach and opting for a direct stock listing instead of raising capital through an initial public offering. Slack was valued at $7.1 billion by private investors last year, and in February, the company said it had confidentially filed paperwork with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for its offering. WhatsApp has introduced a tip line to send forwards, rumors, and suspicious-sounding messages and then have them verified. It's an effort ahead of the Indian elections when misinformation campaigns tend to spike across the country. When a message reaches the tip line, the submitter will receive a response informing whether the information is true, false, misleading, disputed, or unverifiable. The system accepts text, pictures, links, and video in English, as well as Hindi, Tagalog, Bengali, and Malayalam. Valve posted since removed details about its upcoming Index VR headset that offered photos and also revealed a June 15th ship date, and Gadget has confirmed that date with Valve. The Index appears to include its own headphones and has the option of buying separate base stations and Knuckles motion controllers, which are now known as Valve Index controllers, in a variety of bundles. To power the Index, a minimum dual-core processor with hyper-threading, 8 gigs of RAM, and either a GeForce GTX 970 or a Radeon RX 480 for graphics is recommended. Cameras on the outside point to inside-out tracking similar to the Oculus Rift S. Mozilla is running an experiment in its Firefox nightly browser build that blocks website notification requests until users take certain actions on a site. So, data that Mozilla collected in December and January showed that less than 3% of notification requests that were sent to Firefox users were in fact granted during that period. The majority of them were ignored, and almost 1 in 5 caused users to immediately leave the site sending the request. Until April 29th, Firefox Nightly will only show notification requests after users have either clicked or typed in a site. And starting April 15th, a new icon in the address bar will indicate the site wants to send notifications. BMW and Microsoft announced a new partnership called the Open Manufacturing Platform, or OMP, to help more collaborative IoT development in the manufacturing sector, focused on smart factory solutions and building standards in areas like machine connectivity and on-premises systems integration. The plan is to bring in more manufacturers and suppliers, potentially working on 15 use cases by the end of this year, and also working with open source components, open industrial standards, and open data to develop both hardware and software. The OMP will be built on Microsoft's industrial IoT platform, which is part of Azure's cloud business. BMW already has 3,000 machines running on Azure's cloud, IoT, and AI services in existing robots and in-factory autonomous transport systems. And finally, Yoon Chang-hyung quit his lucrative career job at Samsung to start his own YouTube channel. You might ask why we're talking about this. Well, his story appears to be somewhat of a trend. South Koreans had the shortest job tenure among member countries in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, as of 2012. That's just 6.6 years compared to the average of 9.4 years. And if you look at Japan as comparison, that number is quite a bit higher, 11.5 years. The survey also showed just 55% of South Koreans were satisfied with their jobs. That's the lowest rate in the OECD. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.